Speaker 1.
I decided to study history. I want to be a lecturer one day. When you want to do a degree, say in pharmacy, there's little difference in content between universities, I think. But history at one university can be very different to history at another, so I had to do some research about the three colleges where I might have wanted to study. I'd heard good things about Dundee University, and they all proved correct. I'm from Ireland, and I got to study Irish history, plus a focus on the European Union. I've been so busy I've had no time to enjoy student parties, but that'll come, I'm sure.
Speaker 2.
I'd always thought I wanted to study medicine, but the college I wanted to go to only had 20 places, and I didn't get a place. That was disappointing, and I even thought I might take a year out, but then I had second thoughts about my choice of subject and went for nursing. I'm now at Sheffield Hallam College, which is linked to a variety of hospitals and isn't too far away from home. Though far enough for me to be independent. People who'd gone there told me it was really good and the tutors had time for you. The course is brilliant and there's a friendly campus atmosphere.
Speaker 3.
I'm studying for a degree in French at Sussex University. It's a part-time course. Very few students would want to study part-time for a first degree, of course. Part-time study is mainly for people like me who have other responsibilities. I work mornings in a school and I'm keen to keep it that way. I'm learning a lot, though it's been different to what I expected. I thought it was going to be easier. Unlike me, full-time students live in accommodation on the campus, and I hear wonderful stories about the great parties they organise. They say I don't know what I'm missing, but I don't mind really.
Speaker 4.
Psychology was always my choice of degree subject. I studied it at school and soon realised it was what I wanted to do at university. My parents tried hard, but failed, to make me change my mind. They said I was making the wrong choice and that I wouldn't be able to make a living. But I love it. I'm interested in social psychology, how people interact. It's fascinating, and I know I'll be able to find work easily. I'm at Coventry University, living in student accommodation, which is very convenient. Coventry is really student-oriented, and the teachers are very friendly. And my brother lives only 20 minutes away, so I see him often.
Speaker 5.
I'm studying geography at Swansea University because I love this area. I came the first day thinking, what if I find out the course isn't what I wanted? But it's amazing. The department is really good. And what really does it for me is that it's been brilliant in other ways. Pretty much every weekend there's a chance for students to go out. There's a group of us who knew each other from school and we're all starting together. I'm still living at home, but I hope to be able to do some part-time work and rent a small flat with a couple of friends next year.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I decided to study history. I want to be a lecturer one day. When you want to do a degree, say in pharmacy, there's little difference in content between universities, I think. But history at one university can be very different to history at another, so I had to do some research about the three colleges where I might have wanted to study. I'd heard good things about Dundee University, and they all proved correct. I'm from Ireland, and I got to study Irish history, plus a focus on the European Union. I've been so busy I've had no time to enjoy student parties, but that'll come, I'm sure.
Speaker 2.
I'd always thought I wanted to study medicine, but the college I wanted to go to only had 20 places, and I didn't get a place. That was disappointing, and I even thought I might take a year out. But then I had second thoughts about my choice of subject and went for nursing. I'm now at Sheffield Hallam College, which is linked to a variety of hospitals and isn't too far away from home. Though far enough for me to be independent. People who'd gone there told me it was really good and the tutors had time for you. The course is brilliant and there's a friendly campus atmosphere.
Speaker 3.
I'm studying for a degree in French at Sussex University. It's a part-time course. Very few students would want to study part-time for a first degree, of course. Part-time study is mainly for people like me who have other responsibilities. I work mornings in a school, and I'm keen to keep it that way. I'm learning a lot, though it's been different to what I expected. I thought it was going to be easier. Unlike me, full-time students live in accommodation on the campus, and I hear wonderful stories about the great parties they organise. They say I don't know what I'm missing, but I don't mind really.
Speaker 4.
Psychology was always my choice of degree subject. I studied it at school and soon realised it was what I wanted to do at university. My parents tried hard, but failed, to make me change my mind. They said I was making the wrong choice and that I wouldn't be able to make a living. But I love it. I'm interested in social psychology, how people interact. It's fascinating, and I know I'll be able to find work easily. I'm at Coventry University, living in student accommodation, which is very convenient. Coventry is really student-oriented, and the teachers are very friendly. And my brother lives only 20 minutes away, so I see him often.
Speaker 5.
I'm studying geography at Swansea University because I love this area. I came the first day thinking, what if I find out the course isn't what I wanted? But it's amazing. The department is really good. And what really does it for me is that it's been brilliant in other ways. Pretty much every weekend there's a chance for students to go out. There's a group of us who knew each other from school and we're all starting together. I'm still living at home, but I hope to be able to do some part-time work and rent a small flat with a couple of friends next year.
That is the end of part 3.